This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The Biden administration took another step this week to address the more than $1.7 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. Yesterday, the Department of Education announced changes that will cancel the debt for 40,000 borrowers and bring another 3.6 million Americans much closer to loan forgiveness. This comes after the administration again extended a pause on student loan payments until August. Many activists would like to see the federal government go much further. Hannah Appel is an associate professor of anthropology at UCLA and co-director of the Debt Collective, a group born out of the Occupy movement pushing for widespread debt cancellation. Dr. Appel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Why the big push to forgive student loan debt in particular, not other kinds of debt?
Absolutely. Actually, at the Debt Collective and the provocation of a debtors union more generally, we are organized around all kinds of household debt. We believe that in concert with the labor movement, right, debtors, like workers, can actually exercise far more democratic control over how these things are financed. And part of what does distinguish student debt from those other kinds of debt is that it's held 95%+ by the federal government, which is to say, the creditor, the regulator, the collector are all one and the same. And it happens to be a body that is, in theory, democratically responsive to us, right? In a way that a bank, for example, isn't yet. And so I think we've seen the most progress and we've been able to build the most power around student debt because it plainly is a policy failure for which we can hold the government accountable and they can reverse course.
What kind of difference could this make for people who hold student debt, which, you know, who are disproportionately lower income people and people of color?
Absolutely. One thing that's so important to notice about student debt, most people that hold it, 90%+, right, through the federal government, have an interest rate above 7%. Student debt has remained at or above 7%, and it's compounding interest, which is to say people who have paid hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands of dollars, month after month after month for years have only watched their balances grow, right? When we disaggregate student debt by race and ethnic identity, we see that it is Black women in particular who disproportionately hold student debt burdens. Canceling student debt, which Biden can do without congressional approval, is the quickest way to narrow the racial wealth gap. And as Ayanna Pressley said, if you want to thank Black women, cancel student debt.
I got to ask you about the economic cost, though. I mean, that you mentioned the trillions of dollars in student loan debt outstanding. What does that mean for the federal budget and the deficit?
Yes. Yeah, it's an excellent question. Millions of people, long before the pandemic, have already been in default on their loans, which is to say not paying them. In fact, 1 million new student debtors, long before the pandemic payment pause, would be in default on their loans. The cost-benefit analyses internal to the Department of Education that they've already done, they have already acknowledged internally, long before the pandemic, that they were never going to collect on the vast majority of student loans. They are simply uncollectible. So it's a mistake to think that this is, you know, for example, some of the counterarguments we hear, oh, this is going to be a burden on taxpayers. On the contrary, taxes will not go up if this debt is canceled. But in fact, money back in to those 45 million taxpayers who are also student debtors' pockets at a time, of course, when inflation is skyrocketing, people can't afford gas and could really use some additional money in their pockets.
But I do want to ask you one more question, which I hear a lot when the conversation comes up. People like you and I, who I just recently finished paying off my own student loan debt.
Congratulations.
From grad school. Yes, thank you. You know, I think a lot of people, either they don't have student loan debt or they have paid it off. And so they think, why should we give these young people a break? Or not all young people, I should say. When I did my share. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, the first thing I would say is there are 45 million people who still owe significant balances, right? Class inequality, race inequality, the intersection of race and class inequality in this country and certainly far beyond are one of the most pressing problems that we all have to deal with. This isn't just about student debt, right? This is about what kinds of futures do we want for ourselves? What kinds of futures do we want for our neighbors? The extraordinary debts, $30,000, $40,000, 7% interest, compounding interest that my students are leaving with today is unmatched to what folks a generation ago had to face. Again, it's a very recent policy failure, and it's one that can be reversed.
All right. Hannah Appel is co-director of the Debt Collective and also an assistant professor of anthropology at UCLA. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It was great to be with you.